This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Brewers pulled out the brooms in Cincinnati, sweeping the Reds with a 6-5 win Wednesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras got things rolling in the third.
Fly ball center field. Back goes Myers at the track. It is off the top of the wall. It gets out of here. Contreras with a two-run bomb, and the Brewers take the lead.
That highlight courtesy of Brewers TV, Jake Bowers made it back-to-back jacks with a solo shot to follow to right, his 14th of the season, sending the crew to their fourth straight win. Chad Patrick picking up the win in relief. The Brewers get the day off today. Brewers reliever Abner Uribe ended his appeal and served a one-game suspension levied against him for the triple crotch chop directed toward the St. Louis dugout back in May. Uribe would have been unavailable for the Brewers out of the bullpen anyway, having pitched in four of the last five games. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs take two from the Mets, 10-3 and 10-5. They're in Milwaukee on Friday. Pirates beat the Mariners 11-1, Diamondbacks over the Cardinals 9-4. NBA draft wrapped up in Brooklyn last night. The Bucks adding Spanish forward Malik Lewis in a trade after he was taken by Washington with the final pick of the draft. 6'8 Lewis appeared in 31 games last season in the Australian Basketball League, averaging 7.3 points and 4.4 rebounds a game. Lineup set for the Big Ten Football Media Day at the end of July. Wisconsin will be represented by three fifth-year players in Chicago: receiver Chris Brooks, linebacker Sebastian Cheeks, and safety Matt Young. Coach Luke Fickle will join the trio on the first day of that three-day event on July 28th. Midwest League Wisconsin 12, Cedar Rapids 6, Peoria beat Beloit 8-5. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.